Good morning, KRFY listeners, and thanks for tuning in to Community Conversation. I'm Susie Prez. Community Conversations is an interim show while live broadcasts of the morning show are on hold due to the coronavirus pandemic, the precautions that we have put in place at our studio. Community Conversation broadcasts local content to inform and inspire our listeners with recorded interviews each Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m. Today we are talking with Allison France. She's the Sandpoint Nordic Club Program Director, and Rick Price. He's the Pine Street Woods Outdoor Center Coordinator. So welcome both Allison and Rick.
Thank you.
Good morning.
It's great to have you both here. We have a really fun event coming up that we'll get to, but you know, our listeners probably want to know a little bit about who you're working for. It's called the Sandpoint Nordic Ski Club. But first, I think it would be fun to just hear from each of you, just give us a little brief background. Allison, we'll start with you. Who are you? Where did you come from? And why are you involved in the Sandpoint Nordic Club? And what do you do?
Yeah, I like that. Where did I come from? So I became involved with the Nordic Club really recently. This last summer, they brought me on as the programs director. My husband and I both grew up here in Sandpoint, but have just recently moved back. So it was a great opportunity for a fresh start. And as the programs director for the Nordic Club, I felt like that'd be a really great opportunity to be involved and help keep the club moving along smoothly and growing the programs that they offer over the years of being in Sandpoint and, you know, being familiar with Sandpoint. I've seen it grow a lot, and it's been really neat to see it from the outside and now get to be a part of it from the inside.
So you grew up here. Did you cross country ski as a child?
I grew up what I might call touring. So my parents have a big backfield, and we would, you know, get our skis out in the deep snow and trudge through the field or the adjacent woods. So that was what I thought of as cross-country skiing. And my husband, Lee, who grew up here racing back before the club existed, introduced me to this whole new world of skiing, which you'll see with groomed trails at Pine Street Woods. And so that is my new experience with how awesome groomed trails is.
Sounds great. And Rick Price, Pine Street Woods Outdoor Center Coordinator, tell us a little bit about how you got to where you're at and what you do here now.
You bet. I've been cross-country skiing my whole life, but I have a brother who in 2004 challenged me to join him in the Birkebeiner, which is a 50-kilometer ski race in Wisconsin. And I've always been just a tourist like Allison, just beating around in the woods. And he got me hooked on real skiing, getting out on skate skis. And from there, I started working up at Schweitzer. I work up there I'm a host on the Nordic Trails, making sure people are happy and safe. And I also got involved in the Nordic Club. I got on their board for a few years, and from there, got this job. I just retired as an elementary school teacher. And so this is kind of my retirement gig, which is a nice part-time job up there.
I bet you're having fun. So that's great. You both have a background here, local people, loving North Idaho as we do. Let's talk a little bit about the history of the Sandpoint Nordic Ski Club. The purpose, the mission, the current status, but where did it start? Why did it start? A little bit about the background of the club itself.
You bet. The club started with Allison's in-laws. She mentioned her husband Lee was a ski racer, and his parents, Jared and Coral France, got together with one or two other families whose kids were way into ski racing and started the club back in the early 2000s. And it really took off around 2011 when Ross and Vicky Longini who are avid skiers, they moved to town and said, well, let's crank things up a little bit. And they're the ones that started getting grooming equipment when we started grooming the trails at the University of Idaho property on Boyer, and really got the club moving. It's a full-on 501c3 nonprofit now, and with a good board, and we're doing great things in this community that we'll be talking about later.
Yeah, okay. And one of the things that came to my mind while you were talking, what is Nordic skiing? It's not just cross-country skiing. It's something else, isn't it?
Yeah, I love that question.
Nordic
skiing is any kind of skiing where only your toe is locked down and your heel is free. So Nordic skiing includes telemarking. Nordic skiing includes skate skiing, where you're striding diagonally like you would if you were ice skating. Nordic skiing is quiet skiing in the woods on old beater skis. Nordic skiing is biathlon, where that's the sport that combines Nordic skiing with stopping and shooting at targets. And telemark skiing is also Nordic skiing. The main things our club does is try to get trails for people to skate ski and classic ski. And we do take kids over to a biathlon course in Libby, Montana once or twice a year as well.
So you listed what Nordic skiing is. So why do we have a club here? What benefits are a cross-country skier, why would they get involved in an actual Nordic club? And what's the club part of all this picture?
That's a great question. It takes a lot of effort to maintain these trails, right? So I described my early days of skiing where I'd go trudge out in the deep snow. And, you know, that might be something you want to do once or twice a winter, but it's also not always as enjoyable as if you can have a nice groomed track that allows you to ski quickly and without deep snow getting into your boots. So really the club's job and goal is to provide these trails, maintain these trails, and offer a community for people to get together and enjoy the sport, you know, through youth programs or adult lessons.
The only thing I'd add is that it's a lifetime sport. You see people in their 80s and 90s out skiing. It's also the best aerobic activity there is. There's no, pounding like there is in running on your joints. So it's a very smooth sport, and it uses your whole body. Like, I think the only other sport that does that is swimming. So you're using your arms and your legs and your core muscles. So it's good for you.
Yeah, and you get to be out in the beautiful winter wonderland.
We'll
get to that in a minute. but one thing that also came to my mind is, so you have these groom trails and you offer these to the people. Do you have to be a club member to use the trails that you might, say, we'll start with the trails that you started out at the university grounds out there on Boyer? Are these exclusive, kind of like a golf course where you have to be a member of the club to use the golf course, or a member of the Nordic Ski Group club to use the trails?
No, absolutely not. They're open to the public, and that's the goal, is to get the whole public up there using them. By being a member of the club, you're helping to support that effort to get the whole, to have them accessible for the whole community. So those that are highly involved in enjoying the sport can participate.
We have two sets of trails. One is the Pine Street Woods trails, and we also have some trails out Lakeshore Drive, about 5 or 7 miles out. And the Lakeshore Drive trails have a drop box that we do ask non-members to throw a few bucks, I think the $3 fee. And up at Pine Street Woods, we also have a box that we're not going to tell anybody they can't ski, but we do hope that non-members will throw a few bucks in the box every time they go out too.
So does it cost money to groom a trail? What does grooming a trail look like?
Oh, it does cost money. We We have two snowmobiles that we pull our grooming equipment with, and grooming a trail lays down a track, just like when you're up at Schweitzer in the morning and you see the freshly groomed surface on the groomed runs. It's a track in the woods just like that, with a parallel track in the middle of it for classic skiers that are going down those trails. And it does cost money. We have to pay a groomer to get out and do it. And we have to maintain the snowmobiles, and we have to buy gas for the darn machines.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So there's the answer to that question. I wanted to just swing back around when you say it's something up to do for a lifetime. And you mentioned 70, 80 year olds. And so what about the physical aspect of cross-country skiing? Yes, it's moving your body. Why is it a good one for old people? Because you're not falling so much?
I would say that. It keeps you in shape. Good aerobic for your heart and your lungs. Good aerobic activity.
And you're gliding on the skis rather than, walking or running specifically, where you might have more pounding on the joints.
There you go.
And people do fall sometimes. It's not like you're not going to fall, but it's not like you're zooming down the hill at 40 miles an hour either.
And I'm thinking one of the issues for people as they get older is balance and falling in general. So I'm thinking that, being in your body in that motion that skiing provides might help with that a little bit too.
And we offer Learn to Ski days. We're shooting for every other weekend this winter, where people can come up and take a lesson to learn how to ski for those that haven't tried it before or are new to it. And that is a great way to have somebody coach you through gaining your balance, because it can be hard if you've never tried it before. But the great thing about the Pine Street Woods and the Lakeshore Trails is that they are more accessible to beginners than some trails can be.
Right. That's worth noting that we've worked really hard to get those trails down here. The trails at Schweitzer are incredible, but there's nothing easy about, especially just getting out there. The first half mile to a mile of those trails are have some big hills, and beginners have a hard time getting out there.
Well, from listening to both of you, I can tell that you both have a lot of passion for the wide dimensions of Nordic skiing that are the subject. So let's talk a little bit about the relationship with Pine Street Woods. I know that it's quite a place. I've been there. It's a magical place. It's very special. It's a relationship or a coordination with Kinnexu Land Trust that holds that piece of property in trust. Tell us about the relationship between the Nordic Club and Pine Street Wood.
I'd be glad to. I think it's one of the most exciting things going on in Sandpoint, and that is the building of the Outdoor Recreation Center. This was something that we applied for a grant 2 years ago now, and we had to really scramble because of the way grants are written. We had to have the money spent by the end of last year. So we scrambled to get the building built in, I think we started in October and moved in December. And if you haven't seen it, the building is has three sections. It has a community room. The center part is where we store our skis and snowshoes. And then the back part is the garage, where we store our grooming equipment. And the grant paid for the building. This was a grant with the Blue Cross Foundation. They call it a high five grant for community health. And we applied for it along with the land trust. We got the grant, and we had to figure out how to get this building built. Because it's built on the land trust land, we decided that the land trust will own the building. The Nordic Center owns the stuff inside. I should mention that part of the grant paid for some 50 pairs of skis, mostly youth sizes, and I'm sure later on we'll be talking about our school group program. And it also paid for a class set of snowshoes. We can get kids out snowshoeing too. And we rent that equipment on the weekends, and we have other skis and snowshoes that we rent out for season rentals for Nordic Club members.
A lot of activity there. And Allison, as the program director, you have a big event. Let's talk about that a little bit. Let's go to a winter welcome event that's coming up this Saturday, October 24th, up at Pine Street Woods. Just tell us everything about it and why, what you would like people in our community to know about this event.
Yeah, sure. So this is our season kickoff event. So kind of the ultimate goal is to get people stoked for winter. We're hosting it at Pine Street Woods because we also want to show off the trail work that has been done over the summer. There has been some improvements to add in some more switchbacks rather than just having to go up a really steep hill. Now you can take some switchbacks. And a good opportunity to get past members up to reconnect with their community, as well as people that have questions about the Nordic Club and are interested in what we offer. So we'll have vendors, or you could say supporters of the Nordic Club, out with tables and information, businesses around the community that offer resources to Nordic skiers. And our goal is to keep it socially distanced and outside. So while we want to show off the outdoor recreation center, we'll have the activities outside. And there'll be beer, there'll be pizza from the Mandala food truck. We'll encourage people to take a walk along the Y trails, which are the trails that are maintained by the Nordic Club for skiing. These are also the trails that you take a walk on in the summertime, and you can be side by side or take the stroller. And we'll have a bonfire and hopefully stay warm if we've got, it looks like nice winter weather in the forecast. So that's actually perfect for us.
It sounds beautiful, and it's open to the community.
It's free and open to the community. Yeah.
I'm imagining the food and beer is for purchase.
Please. Yes. For purchase. Yep. And there will be a raffle opportunity too.
Right. How exciting. So folks out there that are listening, this is a good chance to look at the Sandpoint Nordic Club, what it has to offer our community. And it is this Saturday, October 24th. It's between 2 and 5 p.m. Pine Street Woods is located at 11915 West Pine Street. There's great signs up there to get off from Pine Street up to the center. There's quite a bit of parking, so it should be pretty easy. And we'll swing back around and remind people about this. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about the club, but Rick, you mentioned the school group programs. I know that that's big. I taught at the Waldorf School. I know they go up there. So tell us a little bit about the school ski program.
The school ski program is fulfilling the grant, and it was, as a retired elementary teacher, it was just the perfect jump off for me, because I sure miss hanging out with kids, and getting them out skiing is a blast. And we have 8 weeks. This year we're going to have just one session a day. We've had to vary things a little bit because of COVID. One session a day, we'll be having schools come up, and we'll get kids fitted on skis and get them out skiing. We'll have just one class at a time, again, because of COVID restrictions and the way the school is set up. But right now they're keeping their classes together as a cohort to keep the number of new people they're being introduced to a minimum. And we're just going to throw some skis on their feet and get them out skiing. And it is a blast to do.
So what age group? Not all of the elementary schools, all of the classes in an elementary school in our community probably go up there. Is there a certain age where a child really can benefit the most, at least to start?
You bet. We started third grade, and we've had a lot of third grade classes come up. Fourth grade doesn't tend to come up because fourth graders have the opportunity to go skiing at Schweitzer. And we didn't have any fifth graders last year either. A lot of fifth grade classes in our district do the snow school. But we've had third grades, fourth grades. We've had sixth grades. We had a class from the charter school come up, some middle school age kids. We had Clark Fork High School brought some kids over last year. And this year we're expanding to get even more of the kids. The grant is to get kids moving in the winter. We found out in applying for the grant that the number of kids that don't do anything all winter long is frightening. So we're trying to get them out skiing. When they come up, we also give them a coupon to come back and bring their families so that they can show off their new skills. And I just love doing it.
What a gift to our community. I mean, when you can turn a child on to something as wholesome and healthy as Nordic skiing, that's pretty cool. So congratulations, you guys. When you talk about the ski trails up there, how many miles of ski trails are up there that you have to groom?
Right. It's about 4 miles of trails. Four miles, 4 kilometers.
A little over 6 kilometers.
There you go. 6 kilometers or 4 miles of trails. And I should add, I point out to everybody that we have lots of trails up there. The 4 kilometers of trails are 4 kilometers of wide trails that are hopefully just for skiers in the winter. We also have trails that are groomed for snow bikes up there in the winter. And those are the ones that are also for hikers and snowshoers and everybody else.
And I think they're creating, I do believe there's a dog trail that'll be open soon here too in this winter. So that's really ideal to keep footprints and bike tracks and doggy paws off of the groomed ski trails.
I think there's some pretty good signs up there. I think having people understand that is probably part of your educational program. Just those ski trails need to be maintained for that. So let's see, what else can I ask you before we swing back around to your fantastic event that's coming up? What would you say to someone to encourage them to get involved? You know, you already mentioned the benefits because you're getting people excited about something that you're passionate about, and they can then be supporting something, 501c3 organization, the Sandpoint Nordic Ski Club, but a little bit more maybe rah-rah enthusiasm.
Well, if ever there's a time to get involved, it is now, right? This has been such a time of abnormal events and lifestyle with COVID-19, and we're all trying to find something that helps us feel a little bit more normal, perhaps. And skiing is a great way to do that because you're outside, you're by yourself or with a small group. It's easy to stay socially distanced. And the learning curve can be whatever you want it to be. You can be out and you can just be touring around, enjoying the outdoors with friends. Or if you come to really love it, you can go so far as to take it to doing, you know, local or distant races and, using it as an athletic tool for your summer running training.
People that like bicycling tend to like Nordic skiing in the winter. You come into the bike season in great shape once spring comes around, and you're, instead of saying, oh my goodness, I got to get on my bike again, you'll find yourself ready to go.
And it's easy to think of the physical benefits, but when I started to really Nordic ski 7 or 8 years ago, it was the mental benefits that I appreciated the most. Getting outside, you know, it's great. It's cold. Winters here are really hard. This is a way that you can get out and get your heart rate going, which gets your emotions up and, you know, maybe see a friend.
Yeah, I would agree. When my brother challenged me to get in shape for a 50-kilometer race, being in shape in the best shape of my year in February has really helped me get through the winters. And I find myself in better mental shape as well. And it's a nice feeling.
Okay. And to some practical aspects of the Sandpoint Nordic Club, how is it supported? You mentioned membership in the club, grants that have helped with these bigger projects, but what else supports this club?
The programs are a huge piece. You know, we have youth programs in place, so recreational youth programs where kids can come out and ski for an eight-week program, January through February. This is an after-school program. And there's also a race team. And they race, gosh, a little bit longer. They train for 12 weeks. They have an intense training program 5 days a week. So program participation, our rental skis, utilizing those is a huge way to support the Nordic Club.
And individual donations are always welcome.
Yes.
You can, we haven't mentioned sandpointnordic.com yet, but we should hammer away at that four or five times before we wrap it up.
It was on my list.
Lots of information there about how to support our programs, and there's even a donate button right there.
And we should talk about how, if you're ever going to donate, now is the time, because we have a standing grant offer from the Wishnick Foundation, which is going to match up to $10,000 of donations that we can get from now until the end of the year through the end of December. So if you're able to donate $1, that equals $3 to the Nordic Club. We already received an anonymous donation that's an extra $5,000. So really, we just have $5,000 more to raise. And that's why your $1 could equal $3 for us right now, or, you know, 20 is going to equal 60. So now is the time if you have anything.
Now is the time to go to sandpointnordic.com. Mm-hmm. There's a donate button, which is a very smart thing to have on your website. And you have a great opportunity to triple your money, which is always a great way to donate. I like it when my $1 is really $3. Who doesn't like that? It's like a coupon for something great. And it's supporting a wonderful organization that really benefits not just youth, which I thought it was mostly focused on, but Nordic skiing is open to people of all ages into their 90s or beyond. And wow, it sounds fantastic. Another question I had was, you probably kept track of the programs that you had last year. How many people, or what are the numbers of people using the programs and or the facilities? If you have anything like that, what was the numbers for last year?
Our membership goes up every year. We're up to about 600 individual members, 300 families in town. We rented close to 100 pairs of skis for the season last year out to the community. Last year was our first year renting skis from our own place. So I can't judge if the numbers are going up or down, but we had people showing up. We're open weekends and holidays. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we'll be open for an hour in the morning from 8 to 9, and again from 11 to 12. So people that want to come rent skis for the day can come do it. And
I think over 60, just about 60 or a little over youth recreation skiers.
Okay. So it's a growing situation and a growing group of people.
Right. And I know up at Schweitzer, their numbers as well. They have, you can buy a season pass to get out on the Nordic trails. Instead of $1,000, it's about 150 or 180 bucks, somewhere around there. And their numbers of season passes have been going up every year in the last 10 years too. And that's exciting to see more people finding out this sport.
Yep. It's kind of the different, it's like acoustic music compared to hard rock. Skiing down the hills.
Yeah. I don't know, Susie. I think it depends on how you ski.
Okay.
The ski racers are definitely some hard rock folks.
Farley Bowden would argue that point with me, I'm sure.
There you go.
So what about volunteer needs? What else does the club need volunteers besides that great donation that we're looking for?
Oh, that is a great question, because really the Nordic Club is, I almost want to say, entirely volunteer led, right? Until they brought on my position this last season, the summer. It's been all volunteers plus the staff of the Outdoor Recreation Center and Rick's position. So volunteers are huge. We need volunteers to help support the adult lessons that we offer for the Learn to Ski Day. And this year we want to offer some more adult opportunities with beginner lessons for those that kind of know how to ski but want to get a little better. We need volunteers for things like the event that we're hosting on Saturday to help pull that off. Takes a lot of effort. Trail maintenance work, grooming. We have, what, 4 volunteers that help groom in addition to our paid groomer?
Right. And we have 2 or 3 volunteers show up every day during the school groups too. And a great group of folks come and help kids who've never figured out how to hook their skis onto their feet before. They help with that and help them get up when they fall down. And
so lots of opportunities. I have a feeling that participating in the Sandpoint Nordic Club is a lot of fun, and that you guys make it fun, and there's just great people that are involved. So again, people can go to your website probably to find out more at sandpointnordic.com.
We lure them up with hot cocoa too. We have hot cocoa up there.
Wow, how can you pass up that? So once again, let's talk about your event that's coming up this Saturday. Why don't you just go for it, Allison? It's your gig, I'm sure.
Oh, well, it's the whole club's gig. Everybody's put a ton of effort into it. So we'll be up there 2 to 5 this Saturday. Mandala pizza, beer, a raffle, which I should say we have some really awesome raffle prizes. There's a chance to win some youth Rossignol skis and a couple of Schweitzer Nordic ski passes and club memberships. So show up for that. Get a walk out in the woods, see the trail work, and meet the club or say hi to the club.
So yeah, whether you're returning to the Sandpoint Nordic Club as a member or curious to learn what it's all about, Saturday's the day to do it. And or go to the website, sandpointnordic.com. Anything else you'd like to add to that, Rick?
Just a tidbit that we've been doing some sort of winter welcome for years. We started with one of those fine events that they had at Idaho Poor Authority. And we actually outgrew that place. We didn't have enough room for everybody. And we've been moving around for a couple of years. We did it at Powder Hound Pizza 1 year. The last couple of years, we've had it at the Heartwood Center. Last year, we probably had 200 people there. And this is the first year we get to host it at our own place. And we're really excited about that. Nice. So come on up to Pine Street Woods.
Allison, any last bit?
Go ski. It's fun.
Yeah,
anyone can do it.
And you're partnering to be there with the Kinnexu Land Trust, that's doing amazing work in our community. So a shout out to them also. I'm just going to wrap. So thank you so much, Allison France, for you're the program director of the Sandpoint Nordic Club, and Rick Price, the Pine Street Woods Outdoor Center coordinator. I know Tom Prez is part of that too. He's up there quite a bit in the wintertime. So
a great guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy, Tom Prez. And we just want to thank all of our listeners. If you want to listen to this interview after the fact, you can go to krfy.org. It will be on our website as a podcast. And just a note about the audio quality, we are using Zoom for this recorded interview. Audio quality can vary, although I think we did pretty good today. Thank you for understanding that. And don't forget to tune in to KRFY all day long. Listen to Otto's Eclectic Mix. We have great music. And our community conversations each Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m. So also go to the Sandpoint, KRFY Facebook page and like us. That's always a fun thing to do. So again, thank you, Allison and Rick, for joining us today. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in.
Thank you.